staying with cancer prevention, it's known that some drugs may reduce the risk of certain cancers. It's called chemo prevention, and the evidence is strongest in bowel or colorectal cancer. A research group at the University of California, San Diego, has brought all the available studies together to see which medication might be best. Siddharth Singh is in the Division of Gastroenterology at the University of California, San Diego.
The most commonly studied medication has been aspirin. The other medications that have been looked at are calcium, vitamin D, folic acid, the non-steroidal medications like celecoxib, and all of these medications have been used in combinations too.
And we should just talk about the people that you're trying to treat here, because it's not just people off the street, it's people who've already got polyps or had cancer.
Correct. We wanted to target a relatively higher risk population, a subset of people who have previously had polyps or colorectal cancer and are at higher risk for recurrence of those polyps or development of cancer.
There hasn't been any what's called head-to-head trials where they've compared these drugs to each other. You had to then go and make some inferences from studies that had already been done of these drugs individually.
Correct.
So when you brought together the international evidence from the available trials, and I think that when you added it all up, it was about 12,000 people, what did you find?
We found that the non-steroidal medications such as celecoxib seem to perform really well and decrease the risk of high-risk polyps by about 63% over the next 3 to 5 years. However, from a safety standpoint, these medications were also associated with a high risk of serious events like hospitalization, bleeding risk. So perhaps not applicable to every patient who is at risk for recurrence of polyps, but may be considered for the highest risk patients. So it needs to be a more nuanced decision of risk and benefit. Contrast what we found that low-dose aspirin is fairly effective in decreasing the risk of serious polyps, but at the same time is also a very safe option.
And what about the others, folic acid, vitamin D, and so on? Did they have any effect on preventing?
There was not much that stood out in terms of folic acid by itself or combining it with other strategies. And the same thing for vitamin D. There was some suggestion that calcium may decrease the risk of all types of polyps, not necessarily the high-risk polyps. But there were also some safety signals, which was a little surprising, with calcium. So overall, we did not think that calcium would be a good strategy for prevention of high-risk polyps.
So did you find what the people who've been looking at calcium for osteoporosis have found, which is a higher risk of heart attack?
Yes.
Now let's just come back to the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. So you talk about celecoxib, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago in the Health Report, trade name Celebrex. That's one kind of non-steroidal, but the more common ones and the cheaper ones that you can get over the counter are things like ibuprofen or naproxen. Were they just as effective as the newer forms of anti-inflammatories in preventing colon cancer?
That's a good question. The trials that were included have basically studied celecoxib and another type of non-steroidal called Celindac. They haven't necessarily studied the non-specific, what we call the COX-1 and the COX-2 inhibitors, which is ibuprofen and naproxen. I suspect the beneficial effects are going to be similar, but the safety profile from a bleeding risk standpoint may be higher with the non-selective.
So bottom line is that if you've got polyps or you've had bowel cancer and you want to prevent a recurrence or the polyp progressing to cancer, then low-dose aspirin is your safest option. That's like 75 or 100 milligrams a day. What about the person who's, they may have a bit of a family history of colon cancer, a bowel cancer, and they're thinking, well, why don't I just take low-dose aspirin every day for cancer? A lot of doctors do that. What's your view on that?
So there's a lot of accumulating data on aspirin having a chemopreventive effect, not just against colorectal cancer, but other cancers too.
So, Dr. Singh, are you taking low-dose aspirin?
I haven't started yet. Still in my 30s, but as soon as I ask my dad to start taking it. I would also emphasize that colonoscopy for continued surveillance is important. I mean, this strategy does not necessarily replace that part, but it's probably in combination. In the sense, somebody who's had high-risk polyps shouldn't just rely on aspirin for prevention, but should also continue on colonoscopy-based surveillance.
Siddharth Singh is in the Division of Gastroenterology at the University of California, San Diego. And if you're confused about this colonoscopy story, this is when you've had cancer or polyps and colonoscopies for follow-up.